What's up, guys? We are back for the Week 11 NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Coming off of a Thursday, about average, 3-3. We should do better, but, you know, no harm done to your wallet, to your bank account there. We have some good picks for today. I'm feeling good. C's feeling good, so let's get into it. So for my first pick this Sunday, we're going to take it to the Superdome in New Orleans, where the Saints are going against the Falcons here. The Saints are in a tricky spot because, as you probably know, Drew Brees actually got injured towards halftime of their last game and is not available today against the Falcons. But the interesting thing is when everyone thought that Jameis Winston was going to be the starter, they decided that Taysom Hill was the starting quarterback in this one. I'm pretty sure he's thrown less than 25 pass attempts in his entire career, even though he's a supposed quarterback. And Atlanta's coming here, you know, on a little hot streak. You know, three out of the last four, two out of the last two. I think under their new coach, they've performed, you know, quite well these past few weeks. But the Saints, they have come in on a tear. But I just can't trust Taysom Hill here. And the Falcons are plus four. So if you're giving me plus four against a quarterback who's been in the league almost a decade and has barely thrown 20 passes, I'm going to take the team that's plus four. So we're going to go with the Falcons in this one.
Hello, everyone. C here. And to start off week 11, I'm going to give three spread picks and two player prop picks. And my first pick is going to be the Dolphins minus 3.5. And they are traveling to Denver to play the Broncos. I really like this because I don't really understand the line. I think the Dolphins are a great team, maybe a top 10 team in the NFL. And the Broncos have struggled a lot. They are not good at closing out games. I think 3.5 is just too low. And the Dolphins are hot. The defense I expect to play really well. Drew Lock just has too many turnovers, you know. He played against Las Vegas defense last week, had four turnovers. And Las Vegas defense is terrible. You'll see that Sunday night when the Chiefs destroy them. So I really like the Dolphins here. You know, they're the better team so far this season. And I think they win by more than three. And my second pick is going to be the Colts minus two against the Packers. I love this. I think the Colts rout them. You may be saying to yourself, oh, I don't think so. The Packers are good. They're hot. But I think that there's a lot of holes in the Packers team. Aaron Rodgers, of course, you know, top three quarterback in the NFL. Probably top three in the MVP race. I like him a lot, but this defense, I think they're going to pressure him. They're going to get in his face. I expect turnovers from the Packers. And I think the Colts offense is good enough. You know, they're very consistent to score a lot of points on the Packers defense. So I think the Colts just route him here. I expect a lot of turnovers. And yeah, now to Jay for his next pick.
We have two more spread picks for me. And the first one is going to be New England minus two at Houston playing the Texans. And I don't understand this line at all. Patriots just came off a quality win against Baltimore. And, you know, spotty win against the Jets, but a win is a win. And the Texans are 2-7 with their only two wins coming against probably the second worst team in football, the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Texans have not beaten a team not named the Jaguars this entire season. So it behooves me that this line is only minus two for the Patriots. I think Bill Belichick does not lose these kind of games. I know it's a different Patriots team, but he just doesn't. He won't lose this one. And I think they win by two or more here. So I'm taking the Patriots. So I'm going to move into the player props for this week. And my first one is going to be Kalen Ballage over 53.5 rushing yards. Really, in the absence of Eckler, they picked up Ballage, elevated him from the practice squad. And he's acted as their starting running back for the Chargers here, getting 15 carries in his first game, 18 in his second game. Also very involved in the passing game as well. Even though we're not taking, you know, the total yards, we're only taking the rushing yards, it just shows how many snaps, how many looks that he's really getting as the Chargers lead back. And, you know, last week he went up against Miami, who is a solid defense, still got 68 rushing yards, and this week he's going up against the Jets. Presumptively, the Chargers weren't leading in the past two games. They lost, but they should be leading, which then turns into more looks and touches for the running back when they're trying to burn some clock. Who knows, though, because Anthony Lynn is incompetent, but you know, for a normal team, being up would lead to more running back carries, and I think that happens here with Kalen Ballage, and he should go over 53.5.
Moving on here, we're going to go into the Vikings going into Dallas, and I love the Vikings here. I'm all over them. The Vikings are favored by 7, and I think that definitely hits. The Cowboys are just still no Andy Dalton, still no quarterback play, no offensive line are coming back. I just don't see it happening. I think the Steelers, they usually play down to their competition. That's a big reason why 2 weeks ago it was such a close game. But I think the Vikings, you know, when they beat Green Bay, I was saying to myself, I think that they could be a legitimate playoff team. It's definitely looking like that. They're in a huge winning streak. The offense is healthy. And if they can stay healthy, I really like them. And with the offense, I also like the player prop of Justin Jefferson over 57 receiving yards. Justin Jefferson's an absolute stud. You know, he may be a little inconsistent, but when they target him, he goes off. Last week, 8 catches, 135 yards. And he's had a few inconsistent weeks, but that's usually when they run it up the middle with Dalvin Cook every single play. I don't expect that to happen this week. I think that they get Jefferson more involved, maybe a little more Thielen. So I think 57 receiving yards against a terrible secondary is very easy for Jefferson. And yeah, I really like the Vikings.
My second to last player prop, actually the last two, we're going to take it to the same matchup, the Baltimore Ravens and the Tennessee Titans. But the first one is going to be on the Ravens. We're going to take here Mark Andrews over 3.5 receptions. And Mark Andrews been, you know, an interesting case this year because He actually came off a great 2019 season, but this year he's had a bad season, to put it frank. Not many tight ends have had a good season, but Mark Andrews, for his standards, has had a bad season. This is in part because he shares a lot of his targets with the Ravens' second tight end, who they like to use together, Nick Boyle. And Nick Boyle was hurt last game. And he got hurt mid-game, and Mark Andrews had 9 targets, tied for the season-high in targets, and 7 receptions, season-high in receptions, and a season-high in yards. This tells me that 3.5 reception is nothing for him this game, and it's gonna hit fairly easy, and I'd be willing to put 3 units on this bet. For my last pick of the week and last player prop, As I said, we're gonna go the flip side of this Baltimore Titans matchup. We're gonna go with Ryan Tannehill over the completions. It's set at 18 right now, and understandably so. The past two games, he has both gone under 18 completions, and the two games prior, he's actually been at 18. But the interesting thing about this is, I think it's gonna be a competitive game, and I think they're gonna switch it up. I think they're going to switch up their game plan against the Ravens a bit. They want to keep them off guard. As they know, the Ravens coaching is very good and can easily adapt to Derrick Henry. So I think they will try and gash him through the air here. And 18 completions is really not that much in modern day NFL. So we're going to go over 18 for Ryan Tannehill.
Now for the last pick on Sunday. And you better cash this because this is my favorite bet of the week. And it's Derrick Henry over 86 rushing yards, staying on the game with the Titans and Ravens. I love this. I think Derrick Henry gets right back on track this week. Calais Campbell is out. He's the best run defender on the Ravens. That makes a huge difference. I think Henry becomes the running back one this week for fantasy as well. So I really like Henry. And to finish off our pod today, we're going to do our keep or fade for our picks with me and Jay. So for this segment, I'm going to take Jay's pick of Mark Andrews over receptions. I love that pick. I think that for sure hits. Mark Andrews definitely has a bounce back game this week, especially against a bad defense. No safeties to guard him. So I love Mark Andrews. And the pick that I'm going to fade from Jay is going to be the Falcons pick. And the reason being is because earlier this week, the Saints were favored by a ton. The line has just kept going down, down, down. I like Taysom Hill. I think the element of surprise is big here because they haven't seen Taysom Hill ever start a game. He's only thrown the ball 18 times in his NFL career. Crazy stat. So I kind of like that. I think he could have a few mess-ups, could have a few turnovers, but I do like the Saints here, especially with the number being so low. And now to Jay to close out the pot.
To cap off this show, I'm going to give my lock and my fade for C's picks. I'm going to start off with my fade. It's going to be the Justin Jefferson over, I believe it's 54 and a half receiving yards. I think that the logic that Justin Jefferson is going against a poor team means they're going to pass. And I think that that's flawed because the last two really poor pass defenses they went against, Green Bay and Seattle, two of the worst, he had under 30 yards both games. And so I think what the Vikings actually like to do here is when they go against these poor defenses, they just run them, run them with Dalvin Cook and beat them, just tire them, beat them that way. But I'm going to take it to my lock of C's picks, and this is actually going to be his Derrick Henry pick, Derrick Henry over 86 rushing yards, I believe. I think this is, again, I think it's a good spot for Henry. Last week, he had a low-key game, still got over 100 yards. He's averaging over 100 yards a game, and I think he surpasses 86 rushing yards here. And that concludes Week 11 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Hope you enjoyed. As always, be sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, please subscribe and follow on those platforms as well, or Google Podcasts if you're listening to this on an Android. And be sure to follow Twitter at JSportsBetting1, at CSportsBetting2. Sometimes during the week, I know for sure I'll post some stuff at JSportsBetting1. You know, today I posted some college football picks, so if you like my insight, be sure to follow me on there. But that's it. So let's make some money.